This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Firstly, I want to welcome you all to this beautiful iftar on this eve of the 27th of Ramadan in London. May Allah Almighty accept it from us and grant us true forgiveness during this beautiful month of Ramadan. May Allah make us utilize the rest of the days of Ramadan and the nights in a way that we still achieve His forgiveness and we achieve the taqwa, which is the main objective of this month of Ramadan. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah describes the month of Ramadan as being the month in which the Quran was revealed. It was easy for him to say Shahru Ramadan is the month of fasting. And in the verse before that, he did say, O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you just like it was upon those before you. Let's read the verse. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyamu kama kutiba alalladhina min qablikum لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. He mentions the reason of the fast is to become more conscious of Allah, who your maker is, where you were before you were made, where you are right now, and where you will go. Allah wants you to ponder over it. Allah wants you to develop yourself, your connection with Him, your respect for all the others whom He created. That's Allah. So he says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, in order that you achieve taqwa. Taqwa can be translated as the consciousness of Allah, the fear of Allah, the piety also known as taqwa, the connection with Allah, creating a barrier between you and the punishment of Allah. All of these are part of the word and the term taqwa. Allah says, when you fast correctly, the idea is to help you achieve that taqwa. So become conscious of Allah. Think and ponder. Don't just stay hungry through the day and you haven't even read your 5 salah. Don't just stay hungry through the day and you have not disciplined yourself. So we have a few more days, inshallah, in which if we have not achieved much in the past days, we will be achieving much more by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last few days. Let's take it seriously as we are seated here. It is a time of calling out to Allah as well. You can continuously repeat your supplications and your du'as while you are seated here, while you are listening to what's going on. And throughout the evening, one of the most important du'as, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Oh Allah, you are forgiving, you love to forgive, so forgive me. One of the important du'as. Repeat that throughout, at any time, even now as we are seated. Within yourself, you can say it with the movement of your lips, a slight voice. Oh Allah, you love to forgive. You are forgiving. You love to forgive. So forgive me. And with that, whatever you want, Allah has kept in every one of us needs that can never be fulfilled by anyone besides Him. So Allah wants you to ask Him, call out to Him, make dua to Him, cry to Him, ask Him, continuously ask Him again and again, and Allah Almighty will open your doors. So don't waste a moment. Don't waste a moment because these are the last few days of Ramadan. We get very serious. If Allah wanted, He could have had the night of decree known as Laylatul Qadr right at the beginning of Ramadan. And He could have told us what day and date it was. But He didn't keep it at the beginning. One of the reasons is people would have just fasted on that day, worshipped on that day, and the rest of it they would have had fun. But he kept it at the end. So as you build the climax, subhanallah, you build and towards the end you get even more serious. Similarly, he did not let us know what the day and exact night it was. Because had he told that to us, everyone would have come just on the 27th or the 29th, or if he had set the date of 25th or 26th, we would have just come on that night and the rest of the nights, what are you doing? I promise you, sitting at the shisha lounge, puffing away, claiming that there's nothing wrong with this, it's okay, I'm chilling, it's at night. Would you believe that 2 days ago someone asked me a question, does smoking the shisha or the hookah, whatever you guys call it, what do you guys call it here? What do you call it? Shisha. Okay, does smoking that break the fast? Whoa, does it break the fast? Subhanallah. Even if you're not fasting, you are broken. Subhanallah. So you've got to quit the habit. It's a bad habit. Really, it is a bad habit. And if you are fasting, it's even worse. Obviously, the fast is broken. May Allah Almighty forgive us. Imagine people are looking for any excuse to continue to do whatever they want to do. Nonetheless, we have a few nights of seriousness. We are going to be serious the next few nights. Pick up the Quran. Even those who have not yet picked it up throughout the month, pick it up from today, tonight. Read a few verses from your phone, wherever else it may be. Read them. I know there are those from amongst us who have not even opened the Quran throughout this entire month. I know it because youngsters have confided and said, you know what, I really wasted my time. What should I do? And I said, subhanallah, it's not yet over. You are fortunate that you are thinking about this before the month is actually over. So take it seriously. Read a portion of the Quran. Read the meaning of it. Make your du'as. Pray for yourself and for others. Do not forget our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Come what may, that should be the beginning of your prayer. We ask Allah right at the beginning to grant them comfort, safety, security, and victory. May Allah Almighty grant it to them. So, as much as we want to make dua for our own needs, people want to earn, people want to marry, people want children, people want good health, people want so many other things, mashallah. Remember to pray for those besides you who are in need, and at times those needs are far greater than yours. Whenever I think of our brothers suffering in Palestine and Gaza right now, my problems become small, insignificant, almost nothing. I think to myself, wallahi, I'm living in a ni'mah and a favor of Allah. What problem do I have? It's minute, it's almost embarrassing to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something that is so small. When there is something humongous in front of you that you forget sometimes to ask Allah for just because it's someone else. We are believers and we reach out to everyone in whatever way we can. May Allah Almighty grant us that goodness. So my brothers and sisters, the Quran, Allah says, Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. In it, what is there? There is guidance for mankind. Clear signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a criterion. Allah distinguishes between right and wrong, falsehood and the truth. And if you are to connect with Allah, He will give you the ability to distinguish between right and wrong. In this day and age, we are living at a time of technological advancement with positives and negatives. One of the negatives is that on social media, we see so many things. At times, we don't know how to tell the difference between what is true and what is false. We fall victim to accusing people of something they were not guilty of simply because we saw a video, not realizing it's either just a clip that doesn't give you the context or it is totally fabricated and we didn't even realize. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. May Allah Almighty grant us ease. It's becoming more and more difficult to distinguish between right and wrong. But when you are close to Allah and you develop a relationship with Allah, He will definitely make you from among those who can distinguish. And the bare minimum is you stay away from that which is futile and that which does not concern you. Many times people comment about others without realizing Allah's not going to ask you about them at all. You want to help someone, do so. You want to guide someone, do so. You want to correct someone, do so in the best possible way. but don't involve in their lives negatively such that you lose and nothing happens to them besides the fact that they would get your good deeds if you have any, such as when you've backbitten them, when you've slandered them, when you've harmed them unjustly. You are doing things that, subhanallah, have resulted in your connection with Allah becoming distanced. This is the month of Ramadan. We should be conscious of what goes in our mouths, what comes out of our mouths. A few more days remaining. Occupy your tongue with the remembrance of Allah. I'd rather say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. I'd rather say that statement any day than to talk about another person behind their backs in a way that they would not be impressed if they heard what you said. That's called ghibah. I'd rather say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, glorifying Allah and praising Allah. Why? Because the hadith says, كَلِمَتَانِ خَفِيفَتَانِ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ حَبِيبَتَانِ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Two words, two little phrases that are very light on the tongue, very heavy on the scale, very loved by Allah. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. That's a hadith, the last hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stressed to us the importance of the remembrance of Allah and how small phrases can be heavy on the scale for you or against you. In this case, for you. And then when you utter bad words, it will be against you even if you think it's something light. When you accuse someone of having an affair, for example, Allah Almighty warns us in Surah An-Nur, when they accused Aisha radiallahu anha of immorality, and they belittled it in the sense that they thought it's not really something big and serious to talk about, meaning to talk about it is not such a grave sin because it's something small. Allah says, تَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنَا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You think it's something light, but in the eyes of Allah, it is humongous to utter those words. This shows us that there are some words we consider light. Light, small. We accuse someone, we hurt someone, we said something about someone, and we don't even think about it twice. And Allah says, on the scales, it's actually very heavy, but on the wrong side. In the same way, you have words of praise of Allah that are simple but heavy on the scale. On the right side, you have words of slander and backbiting and accusation and evil words that might be light on the tongue, heavy on the scale, but on the wrong side. May Allah protect us. This is the month of Ramadan. Become conscious of it. Make life easy for people and develop your relationship with Allah. Many of us struggle to pray 5 times a day. Let's be honest. Many of us struggle to pray 5 times a day. Today is the day when we promise Allah, oh Allah, strengthen me to fulfill my obligations unto you and make it difficult for me to sin. Whoa, that's a beautiful dua. Oh Allah, make it easy for me to fulfill my obligations unto you. Call out to Allah with this dua and be serious about it. When you say, oh Allah, help me to find a spouse, what do? You open your eyes and you look, don't you? You make an effort. Am I right? Subhanallah, that one we understand. But when we ask Allah to make it easy for us to fulfill our obligations unto Him, shouldn't we also be energized to fulfill it? Make an effort. Don't just say, oh, you know what? I made a dua to Allah to make it easy for me to get up for salah, but He didn't wake me up. But you didn't set your clock and you didn't make an effort and you didn't even have the intention to get up. In that case, what happened? You made a dua, but you were not so serious. This evening, we are serious about it. Wallahi, the ummah needs us, needs every one of us. We are together tonight. Islam has given importance to togetherness. It has given importance to groups, gatherings, getting together. As one ummah, it's called jama'a, a group of whom? Of Muslims, people who gather. Jumu'ah, what is it? It's the day of gathering. The day when everybody comes together, what do you gather for? You gather for prayer. You gather in order to listen to a talk known as a khutbah that will wake you up, that will give you guidance, that will address some of your fears and concerns and some of the issues that are affecting you as an ummah. That's what the Jumu'ah is all about. And if you don't attend the Jumu'ah, can you really call yourself a Muslim? Can you really call yourself a Muslim when you are not bothered about the Jumu'ah? Let's make an effort, inshallah. We will attend it properly, regularly, arrive on time, and even before the time. And inshallah, we ask Allah to reward us. So that getting together is very important. This evening we have gotten together 15,000 or more of us. And Allah Almighty alone knows the conditions of the hearts of each one of us. All of you have issues and problems and difficulties and hardships that you will cry to Allah for, because He made you in a way that you have hardships in your life. Not a single one of us can say, I have absolutely no hardship, no difficulty, nothing to call to Allah for. But each one of us, our difficulties are unique to our own lives. I have issues, my problems, my hardships, my difficulties. Allah alone knows them. I know some of them. I may not know even all of them. Allah knows them. But I ask Allah to help me overcome whatever hardship it is, and to help all of you in your unique lives, whatever it may be that is bothering you, whatever concerns, anxieties, struggles, whatever you have, may Allah Almighty make it easy for you. Today, I want you to pray for one another too. We say, oh Allah, in this wonderful gathering that has come together to open the fast together, to be reminded of you, oh Allah, to fulfill prayer together, oh Allah, everyone who is here, help them in whatever way they need that help, and make easy for them the obedience of you, and make easy for them their lives, and grant them entry into Jannah and paradise. May Allah guide us all to the straight path. That is a concern for the ummah. When you are worried about the ummah, you start praying for everyone. When you are not worried about the ummah, you only pray for yourself. I saw a little clip on social media of people asking Allah, oh Allah, grant me a G-Wagon and grant me a pink bag and grant me something else. Have you seen that? I want to tell you, never ever make a mockery of dua. That's what I want to say. As much as people may have laughed, as much as they might have made a serious dua, for me, it cannot have been serious when you are videoing it, laughing about it and so on. Dua is one of the highest and greatest acts of worship. I would never have said this if it was not a serious matter. Don't make a mockery of dua, because then you, when you're asking Allah serious things, subhanallah, what do you expect? I don't want people to come and make a laughter about something that's a massive act of worship. And people might say, Sheikh, you're taking it too seriously. It's just a joke. Trust me, I have better jokes than that, but they're not mocking at Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't I have better jokes, guys? Come on, come on. Should I say one? I'm fasting, so I'd rather spend the time not saying one. Come back in December, light upon light, and I guarantee you, inshallah, if I'm there, we give you one, right? And by the way, I know it's April. That wasn't an April Fool's. May Allah grant us ease. So the point I'm raising is, yes, it's okay to ask Allah for whatever you want. No problem, mashallah, you ask. But don't make a mockery of it. Do you get my point? May Allah Almighty give those sisters better than what they were asking. Is that a fair dua? May Allah give them better than what they were asking. And may we believe, inshallah, their intentions were good. Nonetheless, the lesson is for all of us. Don't make a mockery of things. You can create perhaps content that might be content of laughter for as long as it's within the limits. That's okay. But try and make it beneficial somehow, either for your deen or your dunya. Your worldly life, alhamdulillah, you benefited people by saying something, doing something, mashallah. Or for your religion, your faith, your connection with Allah, some Quran and so on, mashallah. We have the imams of the haram this year. Amazing, awesome. I had the good gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of being in Mecca for a short time in Ramadan and Medina Munawwara. Trust me, I heard some recitation. I did not want it to stop. When the imam was going into ruku, I felt a pain that he should have continued. What was the name of this imam? Anyone knows one of the new imams in Mecca? I can hear someone saying Shamsan, one of them. Another one? Sheikh Badr. I can hear these names. Look, we know who they are. Sheikh Badr al-Turki, in my opinion, may Allah protect him, preserve him. Listen to his recitation. I love it so much. I fell in love with this guy. I can't stop watching, listening, and repeating over and over again. For some reason, everyone is impacted and affected differently by different reciters. And at different times, it's another reciter. You might find someone else in a few months' time. But for now, for me, this man did it in the month of Ramadan such that I was moved and motivated. Imagine the Quran, the recitation of the Quran, listening to the Quran. If you're not good at reciting it, minimum, listen to it. Try to repeat the words. Wallahi, it brings pain to the hearts. When I see young boys and girls, sometimes little children, memorizing song after song after song with words at times that are so embarrassing, I don't even think they themselves know the words. I remember a young person who was singing a little song with words, and I said, do you know this? Do you know what it means? And they said, no, because it was in another language. So how are you saying it? Well, I just learned what it's saying. You know, imagine, it's a fact. They learned the words without knowing what they mean because it was in another language and they learnt it. Well, how much effort did you put to learn this Quran? It's the month of Ramadan. Didn't we say Allah says Shahru Ramadan? Alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. The month in which the Quran was revealed. That's one of the most important facts about Ramadan. That's why Allah says it in the Quran. Can't we make an effort to memorize a little bit? Trust me, my brothers and sisters, we can do it by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Almighty grant every one of us goodness and ease. May Allah open our doors. Wallahi, we are here in great numbers. We need to be very, very considerate of everyone else. And we need to be selfless tonight. Help each other. I'm sure you already have a pack, the cold pack as they call it. I'm sure you will hear the instruction. When the adhan goes, inshallah, we will open our fast. We give it a few moments. We will do our Salatul Maghrib. And after Salatul Maghrib, we will remain exactly where we are. For guess what? What are we getting? The hot meal by the will of Allah. And then we will, inshallah, enjoy that hot meal. It will take a bit of a time to get it across to all the thousands who are here. Be patient. Once you get it, inshallah, don't forget to say Bismillah before you eat by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us goodness and ease. And as we eat, we will remember those who don't have food. I want to remind you of something important. When others don't have something, it doesn't mean you should also not have the same thing. If people are struggling in one part of the world, we feel their struggle, we reach out to them, we send them whatever we can, we help in whatever way we can, but that doesn't mean I need to starve to death as well to show support to them. No, I also need to eat, but I will not be extravagant and I will not show food in a way that I'm wasting or bragging about how much I have. Then it becomes a person who's insensitive of what's going on, but I'm allowed to eat. I can have food. People said, you guys are distributing food to so many. Why didn't you just send it to those who don't have food across the globe? Well, you know what? We've already sent a lot, mashallah, but I have to eat. You have to eat. Don't lie. The person talking has also eaten. Subhanallah. So why look at someone and say, why don't you do something for someone else? We've done and we will continue to do. It doesn't mean I'm not allowed to eat. The reason I say this is because what is wrong is when people are extravagant. When people have so much and they want to brag about how much they have in terms of food and drink and so much lavish meals. When others really don't have, then it becomes crossing a line that we should not cross. May Allah make it easy for all of us and grant us the best of this fast today, the best of all the fasts we have already fasted, and the best of the days to come. May Allah make us from those who have fasted the month of Ramadan in the proper way. And may Allah forgive our shortcomings. May Allah make us from those who stand in Taraweeh the proper way. And may Allah forgive our shortcomings. And may Allah Almighty truly bless every one of us, like I said earlier. The patience you have to endure tonight, inshallah, bear in mind, we are here to worship Allah. We are here to enjoy a meal together, the iftar together, inshallah, and worship Allah, achieve something and leave. So as we leave, please bear in mind the etiquette of having attended a function like this. Let's not make, you know, a scene outside that would not depict the reason why we are here by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah bless you all. I hand over back to Brother Umar. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد